And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the fall sports season, and we're talking football today. We're joined on the phone lines by coach of the Ainsworth Bulldog football team, now in his second stint as the head coach for Ainsworth. It's Wade Alberts joining us. Wade, thanks for joining us, and looking forward to talking about the Bulldogs here.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, you graduated some high-quality seniors, not a whole lot of seniors in last year's group, but there were several that were big playmakers for your team and won a lot of football games during their 4 years. Let's talk about the group you have coming back. I know it starts with a couple of seniors that you're expecting to see some action on the field, along with a big junior class.
Yeah, we're a pretty young team, but we're not inexperienced. We called upon a lot of last year's sophomores to step in and play a lot of snaps for us. And we're going to have to rely on them and a couple of kids we have in mind. Zane, Jacob, and Jackson, I think they had just over 900 yards for us receiving, and that was about 80% of our receiving yardage. We expect big things out of them. We're already seeing some leadership. And we also have some guys up front that do a great job. Kyle Fernandez, John Lewis, Carson Cook, Jackson Rucker, you know, they're all north of 200 pounds this year. And for eight-man football, that usually bodes pretty well.
Well, and you talk about that size that you mentioned in eight-man's going to be a strength of your team. You know, you lost a dynamic playmaker in the backfield and in a quarterback, Chris Fernandez. And no, that's difficult to replace, especially from the throwing aspect and his athleticism getting around the edges. So do you feel like you're going to change things up a little bit from maybe the last few years' schemes where it was a lot of spread things out and try to get the ball to people in space? Do you see with that size that you're going to have up front that it's going to be more we're going to run it right at you and make you stop us?
Yeah, you're right. Chris had over 600 yards on the ground and almost 1,200 in the air. And you're not going to replace Chris with one kid. We have to replace that with production collectively. So we will have to spread it out a little bit. But we have a lot of good kids. If you're a defense that's going up against us, you can't just rely on one kid. Well, if we stop this one kid, we stop Ainsworth. So we have a lot of kids in our arsenal, and we think that that's going to be a strength for us.
Well, on the defensive side of things, lost a very good all-district performer in Witten Painter. Of course, played both sides of the ball, but you've got some experience returning on that side with, you know, those sophomores got thrown to the fire last year in their first year, a lot of them at the varsity level. So how do you expect to see the growth from that group and your couple other seniors mixed in on the defensive side?
My experience has been that you see the biggest jump in performance from sophomore to junior year. There's something about that age that kids finally clicks between their ears. They're getting bigger, stronger, faster. And because we were relying on so many sophomores last year, we're starting to see that already as juniors. Another kid that's really impressed me early on is Braden Zimba. Now, he's one of our seniors. He's always been a hard worker, but he didn't produce the numbers that we were looking for the last couple of years. And now in practice already, we're seeing him step up, and he's looking like a ball player.
Well, you, again, kind of lean on your size when you're planning a defensive scheme. You have to feel like you're confident that it's going to be tough to run right up the middle against your team. Talk a little bit about the defensive backfield and where you see things.
Well, our defensive backfield is interesting because we call ourselves all linebackers. So we don't necessarily have a cornerback, safety, middle linebacker, outside linebacker. So the way that our scheme works, they work well together, and we change up some of their responsibilities. And we feel like we have some guys back there that are real players. Zane Evans has really come into his own. He's gotten bigger, faster, stronger. You know, he was a state placer in track and field in the pole vault, and he's found a whole nother gear this season, and we look for him to make some big changes for us. He can cover well. He can come up and support the run, and we feel like we've simplified our defense just a little bit to let some of our faster kids play back there. I don't want to give away too many of our secrets, but you'll see a few different things on defense, but overall we're going to try to be aggressive and get after it.
Well, speaking of getting after it, as you've gone through preseason practices, it hasn't been just your biggest kids taking on the freshman scout team. You've mixed it up to where you have some of your better players kind of squaring off against each other on the practice field.
Yeah, there's two schools of thought with a small school football. One, you put your A team out there and let them come together and learn each other and the system. Or you can take some of your kids and go good on good. And we decided to go that way this year. And we've had some pretty salty practices. When you do that, it's kind of like having a controlled burn. It's healthy, but don't let it get out of control.
Well, you get a good test right out of the gate in the schedule, and the Westhold Huskies, who will feature they're going to feature some size, and they're going to feature some pretty talented playmakers.
Absolutely. They're a 3-5 team from last year, but they are better than that. I don't look too deep into our schedule. I look at the first game, and this is a really good test for us. I believe we lost to them 32-27 last year, and, they lost some good games to people, and they're used to winning. So, yeah, we have them circled on our calendar, and we're going to know exactly where we are at the end of that night.
Well, with so many kids making that leap, as you mentioned, with that now expected to be leaders, what are your biggest two or three things you want to see out of this group when they get to play against an opponent for the first time?
I want to see us get better week to week. With young kids like we had last year, it's hard to see them in leadership roles. And I challenged them the day that I accepted the job and had our first meeting. I said, you guys aren't a 1-7 team. We have to start playing together. We have to start being better teammates and leading ourselves and then leading each other. So I look for constant improvement. I think 2 years ago, Greg, we lost the first three games and then came back and won 5 in a row to win the district. And our juniors were freshmen that year, of course, and they saw that, and I think that's what we're going to try to replicate again this year. See what we got on game one, make the adjustments, don't beat ourselves, and look to being a better team week 2, 3, 4, et cetera.
Well, appreciate your time, Wade. We'll have the Bulldogs and the Huskies on the air on KBRB in the first week matchup. That'll be on AM 14 FM 106.3 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Appreciate your time and look forward to visiting with you throughout the season.
Thanks, Greg. Go Dogs.
That's Wade Alberts, coach of the Ainsworth Bulldogs, joining us on KBRB as we preview the 2026 fall sports season.